Grammar Girl here. This week we'll discuss choices about how to best use the words option and alternative. Frequently the words option and alternative are used interchangeably, but there is a difference. Do you know what it is? Let's say Horatio has a primary plan of action. He says, I'm going to finish this report before we leave on our family trip this holiday weekend. That way I can enjoy the holiday, help with the driving, and relax when we get home Sunday afternoon. Great plan, but is that the only possibility? No, Horatio has some alternatives to plan A. Let's count them. 1. Horatio can work on his report in the car going to and from the destination. 2. He can carve out some time while he's at Aunt Esther's house and finish the report there. It should only take a few hours, right? Or 3. Horatio can wait until he gets home and spend Sunday evening doing the report. For the sake of this illustration, let's leave it at that. After all, Horatio has enough to handle without computing all the permutations. So Horatio has the original plan A and the 3 other possibilities. How many alternatives does he have? Did you say 4? Nope, the answer is 3. Besides the original plan, Horatio has 3 alternatives. An alternative has to be an alternative to something else. In this case, his 3 contingency plans are alternatives to plan A, in case the original favored plan doesn't work out, for example. Horatio does, however, have 4 options. He could opt to finish that report in any of the 4 methods he's devised. The difference between the two is 1, the number 1, that is. Horatio will invariably have 1 more option than alternative. Here's the tip. If you're waiting tables, a small tip is disappointing, but this week's small tip makes life easier for Horatio and other writers and editors. Remember that the O in option is also the first letter of the word one, and there's always 1 more option than there are alternatives. If you have 11 alternatives, you'll have 12 options. Remember, option and one both start with the letter O. It ends up then that every alternative is an option, but not every option is truly an alternative. Not an alternative to the original element, that is. Sure, one could contend that the first choice is an alternative to the last, but that's semantic quibbling. Besides, that premise doesn't hold up, because the last possibility would then become the original. Dizzy yet, wise guy? Also, hardcore traditionalists insist that you should only use the word alternative when there are 2 choices and no more than 2, because alternative comes from the Latin word alter, which means the other of 2. But our research shows that almost nobody adheres to this rule, including most modern style experts, so you can ignore it. Now let's move on and think about the word alternate. It's become commonly used where alternative would be the better choice. For example, it's used in the media, such as in traffic reports. A tractor trailer jackknifed, dumping a load of jackknives on Interstate 95. Try an alternate route. Well, that actually should be an alternative route. As we discussed earlier, you have an original element, in this case a travel route, and then an alternative, or 2, or 7. In any case, we hope the detour doesn't delay Horatio's family too much as they head to Aunt Esther's bungalow. Nevertheless, alternate has become a recognized synonym for substitute, and it's widely used as such. There's probably a case of the chicken and the egg there. For example, in the judicial system, we hear about alternate jurors, who could be called alternative jurors, as they're available to take the place of any juror who doesn't work out. But alternate juror has become the accepted term. So if juror number 8 is removed because of illness or misconduct or whatever, then an alternate is impaneled. Alternate in another sense means alternating every second one, like odd and even numbered elements. To be alternate jurors in this sense, imagine this visual. The jurors come out of the jury room and take their places in the jury box. As they go, odd-numbered jurors take seats in the front row, even-numbered jurors go to chairs in the back row. Hence, they alternate, the verb form, between the 2 rows. Let's get back to Horatio and his family's alternative route to Aunt Esther's. Now imagine that 2 lanes of traffic are squeezed into one. The cars alternate, first one from the left lane, then one from the right, as they merge. You've even seen the signs, alternate merge. It's not terrific grammar, but it is the right usage. And the motorists, the courteous ones anyway, comply, and traffic flows. And Horatio, stuck in the back seat with nothing to do, now wishes he'd brought along the work report so he can get some work done. This podcast was written by Rob Rinalda, executive editor for Reagan Communications, and WordZar on Twitter. That's word_CZAR. And I'm Mignon Fogarty, the author of the new book, The Grammar Devotional, which many people at book signings have been buying as gifts for their writer friends or their kids' teachers. That's all. Thanks for listening.